Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson to talk about EMT training.
You're looking to hold an EMT class here in the near future. Talk a little bit about what the class is all about.
Yeah, Tony, we're in the planning stages of the what will be the second offering of the Knoxville Hospital Emergency Response Training Initiative. At this point in time, it's, you know, preliminary, but my intention is that we will offer an EMT class, probably very similar to what we did last year, that was a, you know, it was a web-based class where students had the ability to learn from home, learn from work, you know, anywhere they had the internet, or they could actually go to the hospital and sit in the typical classroom setting. Right now, we're putting a list together of prospective students so that we have an idea of how many we're going to have. And at the same time, we're working with Mercy and Knoxville Hospital on scheduling. And just as quick as we get all this put together, we'll have an announcement about when the class will start and more of the details about class cost and when it will be held.
What type of people do you feel would be a good fit for being an EMT?
It really, at this point in society, Tony, anybody that has the desire and the willingness and the ability to volunteer that wants to help their community. They do not have to have a, you know, big background in medical experience or, you know, don't have to be a doctor. They just have to be willing to learn some of the skills and be willing to volunteer and help their community.
What would you tell a person who's looking to be an EMT about what the typical type of situation and scenario they would be facing on a regular basis?
Well, in our community, you know, thank goodness, most of the calls that an EMT is going to go on are just, you know, typical medical calls. It could be a fall, could be a diabetes type call, difficulty breathing. You know, we do have some trauma accidents here, but, you know, by and large, most of the calls that an EMT is going to go on in Marion County is a medical call in nature. And I guess I would say that it's very, very rewarding to go help somebody who is having a medical emergency that needs help. And, you know, you might be one of two or three people in the community that day that are trained and available to go help them. And it's very, for me, it's very rewarding to go help that person when they need it. And there's not a whole lot of other people that are trained and able to go do that.
Is the job physically demanding?
It can be. There's obviously some lifting involved, lifting a stretcher, lifting a patient. Sometimes, you know, we do have car accidents and such where, you know, an EMT is going to be climbing up and down a steep embankment in a ditch. Obviously, not all accidents and medical emergencies happen outside when the weather is beautiful. Sometimes it's as hot as it can be, or sometimes it's cold as it can be and snowing or sleeting or, you know, something of that nature.
Is there a shortage of EMTs in Marion County? How desperate is the need for EMTs in this area?
I think, you know, we had pretty good luck with last year's offering of the ERTI program and got some new EMTs. But I would say I haven't taken a poll, but my unofficial response to that would probably be we probably held our own. Yeah, we probably ended up neutral. You know, we brought in, I believe, 9 or 10 EMTs, and due to attrition or job or family moves, you know, we probably lost about that same amount. So it's something that we need to stay on every year, and that's my goal. And hopefully, you know, at some point we're going to obviously have a year that's better than others, and, you know, we'll end up with a few more EMTs. But it's at certain times of day in certain communities, it's pretty dire. It, you know, it gets pretty bleak as far as the number of qualified EMTs out there that are able to answer a call.
You said that you're still in the planning stages of anything. Do you have a deadline as to when you would like to have something set up?
My goal is to have the class details arranged within the next month. My anticipation would be we wouldn't start that class until at least December, if not maybe right after the first of the year, in hopes of having it done by spring.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.